invite you to join us for another interlude of Melody, Just Melody. Minutes of musical charm from William Flynn and his orchestra, with Evelyn Wilson, the Parkettes, and featuring the romantic voice of Jeff Brook.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
And that's Jeff Brook.
Nothing could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glory twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup adorned. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Brook again with the current issue of Melody, Just Melody. And I'm sure you'll find something to your liking in this program, because we try to cover quite a wide range in the field of lighter music. For instance, we'll start with a waltz called What'll I Do When You Are Far Away And I Am Blue. What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wandering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles through? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what will I do?
And now I'll leave you for a few moments while our good friend William Flynn conducts his justly popular orchestra as they play Miami Shore.
Thank you.
A voice such as that of newcomer Evelyn Wilson would be a nice contrast here. So I'll ask her to step up and treat you to her favorite song of the moment. I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
The wind is blowing, the snow is snowing, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat and off with my glove. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire. The flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Many thanks to you, Evelyn Wilson, for I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. This is Jeff Brook talking, by the way, and as I've promised you variety, I'll just have to keep my word. How about a duet? Okay? Then sit tight while Eula Parker and I provide you with an original treatment of How Do You Like Your Eggs in the Morning?
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
Well, I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug. Dark or light, the world's all right, as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in the a.m.
All the rest of your day is positively mayhem.
Yes, I'm a regular monster.
Well, how do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss. Up or down, I never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss, just as long as I get my kiss.
How would you like your eggs this morning?
Oh, gosh, are we having eggs again? They told me marriage was bliss.
Boiled?
No fries.
Aren't you ever satisfied?
Yes, I am when I get my kiss.
How would you like your toast this morning?
Oh, another burnt offering. Pass me the coffee, Jack. Gosh, I'm tired.
Better hurry. You'll be fired.
Say, when do I get my hug?
While we're at it, dear, what time did you get home?
Over in the a.m.
I thought so.
Well, I met all the gang, and we sang, did we slay 'em?
You're a regular monster.
Oh, honey, why do we have to fight every morning?
The explanation is this.
Tell him, baby.
We fight and then make up again.
Fighting can be almost bliss, just as long as I get my kiss. We fight and we fight, but it winds up all right, just as long as I get my kiss.
We'll be back with more Melody Just Melody in just a moment.
You're slightly terrific, speaking specifically, slightly gigantic, being it romantically, you're more stupendous, my love's tremendous for you. No star in a picture could be so glamorous. You're such a mixture of everything amorous. What a construction, a major production that's you.
I saw a preview of you.
You made a hit from the start.
The sign of contact for two.
You'll be the star of my heart. You're slightly terrific. Speaking specifically, super colossal. Mean it romantically, be specific. You're terrific to me. You're slightly terrific. Speaking specifically, super colossal. Mean it romantically, being specific.
Speaking from a purely unbiased point of view, with a scientifically critical attitude, not unduly warranted, due to the fact that in no uncertain terms you are, that is, specifically speaking,
you're terrific to me.
And slightly terrific is just the way to describe the Parkettes in their song to open our second half of Melody, Just Melody. As you may recall, this is the spot where I introduce our guest star. And this time it's a personal pleasure for me, because Ernest Pettifer, who's here as soloist at this moment, was the leader of the first big orchestra with whom I ever worked. He was a master of the clarinet in those days. And just to prove my point, I've asked him to demonstrate his amazing control and technique by playing on the clarinet, believe it or not, The Flight of the Bumblebee. Ladies and gentlemen, Ernest Pettifer. Was The Flight of the Bumblebee, played on the clarinet by our guest artist, Ernest Pettifer. Really an astonishing performance. Now, for a change of mood, here's something a little different again. Do you recall this one?
Nights are long since you went away, I think. About you all through the day. nobody quite so true. I miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy, your buddy.
When we discussed this program some time ago, William Flynn and I decided to give you something with an unusual air about it, just to round out the show. And here's Bill's contribution, La Golondrina. Melody, just melody for you, and we did our best to make it a listable program. And now to write finish on our list of musical offerings, I'd like to sing for you Cole Porter's Begin the Beginning.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin, the begins. To live it again is past all endeavor. Except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine and what rapture serene. Till clouds came along to disperse the joys we have tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. Oh, don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the begin. Oh yes, let them begin the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
So we turn the last page of manuscript for Melody, Just Melody, written by Jeff Rook, produced by Alfred Potter, and directed by Cedric Zahara. You heard Evelyn Wilson, the Parkettes, and Ernest Pettifer, with orchestra and musical arrangements under the direction of William Flint. And, of course, the romantic voice of your singing host, Jeff Rook. We do hope you'll join us again soon for more Melody, Just Melody. And until then, here's Jeff to sign off with...
If you say you'll always stay, I know our life will be melody, just melody.